5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 limit liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who came from a very close-knit family. And that's why he's so much alike, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. It was years and years and years and years ago. I don't know how long ago it was. I was trying to remember what vehicle I was driving in those days. That's the way I put things into a chronological order, but I don't even remember that. But I drove to some place in Mississippi, if I remember right. I'd never heard of this fella. His name was Fred Stokes, and he was talking about coming up with a new organization that would get some competitiveness back in the livestock marketing business. And if I remember right, I became no, that wasn't even at that meeting. That was at the next meeting that we actually set up an organization, and I became one of the first members. But I have with me today Fred Stokes. We're going to be talking about the Organization for Competitive Markets, of which he was the founder. And there'll be a food and agricultural conference coming up at the Doubletree Hotel in Omaha, Nebraska, July 23rd and 24th. And, Freddie, it's good to have you as a guest again on the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it.
What year was that we had that first meeting in Mississippi?
It was in Jackson, Mississippi in July of 97.
97. See, time flies whether you're having fun or not.
Yeah, right.
So, what's going to happen in Omaha?
Well, we have been concerned for a while with some of the people that are within USDA, and a lot of us felt that they weren't all that objective in doing their duties.
Well, they're doing their duties all right. They're very objective.
But we came up with this notion of looking at the revolving door conflict of interest situation, which is dubbed agency capture, and seeing, you know, the extent of which that department, which is the second largest department in government, was infested with folks who were there to do the business of people other than the public. And it's been kicking around for almost a year, well, just about a year now. We commissioned a white paper to be written and some investigation to be done and hopefully to shed a little light on this thing and do something about it, because the Department of Agriculture, in the opinion of a lot of us, is just totally run amok these days.
You know, I just got a copy of that white paper just this morning, if I remember right, and you said, now, don't release that information until July the 23rd.
Well, the you know, the dynamite stuff, we're going to have a big press release and so forth. We want to talk about the white paper without going into the particulars, but the thrust, and we're coming out today with a press notice to tell them a little bit, and that might be enticing, but the we're going to have a kickoff the morning of the 23rd, 8 o'clock, a press release, and then shortly thereafter, the unwrapping of the white paper, where the authors and participants in it will go over the various portions of this some 40-page document, and discuss those things. And then we're going to have a panel of newspaper reporters who will talk about this business of revolving door conflict of interest within government and how that might be a factor in some of these queer happenings within USDA these days.
You know, well, I'm not getting this now from your white paper, but But some of the same information, I'm sure, is in the white paper. But it was Abraham Lincoln that instituted the United States Department of Agriculture, and he referred to it as the People's Department. Well, since then, it has long been termed something other than the People's Department. It is the Multinational Corporations Department, the way I see it. But just to show you here, Dale Moore is one of Van Veneman's chief staff. He came from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And you say, well, that would be great. I mean, that's a cattleman's organization. No, it isn't. It used to be. And the cattlemen still support it. But it is strictly a Packers organization today. Then Deputy Secretary for the Department of Agriculture, James Mosley. He's a factory farmer. He's not one of the guys out here on the farm like you and I are. Floyd Gabler, Deputy Undersecretary. He came from the National Cheese Institute. Mary Waters, she's Senior Director of Legislative Council. She works on the new bills that are coming up. Where did she come from? A dirt farm out in Nebraska someplace? No, she came right out of ConAgra Foods. It's unbelievable how these corporations have loaded the Department of Agriculture with their own people, which I would almost better still on the payroll for those corporations.
They might be getting something in a brown paper bag, but regardless of where they're getting money or not, they're toting water for them.
Why wouldn't they be on their payroll? Come on. You've been around long enough. See, when I say these things, people don't want to admit that this happens.
Well, that's our paper's entitled USDA Incorporated, and we contend that that the agency has been hijacked.
See, they don't have to. They don't have to give them a monthly paycheck. They can say, okay, when you retired from our multinational corporation, we're going to give you a little old golden umbrella here. Parachute, I think they call it, instead of an umbrella. But, you know, it's worth $400,000 or $500,000 to call that severance pay.
Well, and two, they go back and forth. They may serve in the Department of Agriculture a while and come back to a new position within the organization they came from or another friendly organization to that. And two, this white paper, it was intended to show the world that indeed there is a problem. We are hopeful that after this, we can find the resources to put together a campaign to explore this thing in some detail.
It's more than exploring it. These people have to be eliminated.
We got to get them out of there.
You betcha. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
According to Swiss America, high-quality Morgan silver dollars are one of the best ways smaller investors can participate in the new bull market in tangibles. Morgan prices are now up 72% in the past 3 years. I say it's time to learn more about Morgans from Swiss America by calling 1-800-289-2646. News of war, higher interest rates, the growing inflation hurts many investments, but not rare U.S. gold and silver coins. They're now up for the third straight year. So join me in learning more about Morgans from Swiss America. Just call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. And ask for the newest report on Morgan silver dollars. It's a $20 value, but as always, it's free to my audience. Protect your hard-earned assets and hard-owned assets. Just call 1-800-289-2646.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
You'll never have to set the time again with the Atomic Watch from LaCrosse Technology. I know, it sounds too good to be true, but this stylish watch is automatically updated from the most precise clock in North America. Never worry about being late because your watch was set incorrectly. This ultra-accurate, radio-controlled timepiece also has a perpetual day and date calendar. The best part is, it can be yours today for just $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7709. Not only is it accurate, but it's sharp, too. You'll never want another timepiece once you've experienced the thrill of the Atomic Watch. What are you waiting for? It's a great gift for anyone who values precision and technology. Call 1-800-695-7709. Try the Atomic Watch for 60 days, and if you're not satisfied, return it for the full purchase price. And mention the Derry Brownfield Show when ordering the Atomic Watch at 1-800-695-7709.
Returned. We're visiting today with Fred Stokes. He is the founder and organizer of the Organization for Competitive Markets. It goes by the abbreviation OCM. Freddie, you were talking about this July 23rd, 24th meeting at the Doubletree Hotel in Omaha, Nebraska. Give us a little more. You know, funny thing about the Doubletree, I'm so dumb, being from the country and being the age that I am. The first time I had a speaking engagement at a Doubletree Hotel. I'd never seen a Doubletree Hotel again. This is when they first came out. And when I drove up there, lo and behold, their logo is two trees. Well, what, dummy, did you expect it would be? I thought it would be a Doubletree like you work horses with.
That was my reaction, too.
Did you really?
I've plowed horses and mules and... And that's exactly what I thought it
was. I thought hanging over the door there'd be a set of double trees.
I agree. Nice hotel and
see, I still think grass is something that cattle eat. And you know, we've got a totally different outlook on life.
We're becoming dinosaurs.
I guess. In fact, someone even hung a little black ribbon on my door back here that says, "What does it say, Jeff?" I always, "Living fossil." There you go.
But we're going to have, I think, a great meeting, and it's starting at 8 o'clock in the morning with the press conference at the downtown Doubletree. Apparently there's more than one, but this one is downtown. And Derry, if it's okay, I'd like to give the people the phone number.
Sure,
for
go ahead.
It's 800-222-8733. And the heart of this conference is going to be this agency capture thing, but we've always had hard-hitting conferences, and we get right to the hot issues of the day, and we're going to deal with them in addition to this agency capture revolving door conflict of interest thing. We're going to have a whistleblower panel. We're going to have a couple of folks from U.S. former employees of the Packers and Stockyards, or GIPSA, and John Motzel from Montana Quality Foods, and Bill Fielding from Creekstone is likely to come, too. And so these people have been put upon by this system, and I think we're going to get them to tell the story, and hopefully we're going to have a lot of media there to try to tell the folks that are not at the meeting what's going on.
When you speak of media, are you talking about just run-of-the-mill media from your local newspapers and TVs, or will there be farm broadcasters there?
Well, there are some of everything. I've contacted the folks on my list and appealed to others to contact everybody that they know of all facets of the media. We're going to have newspapers. I hope we're going to have some TV and radio. But we've got to get the word out. Our only hope is to make people understand what's going on and hope that they care.
We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I knew we would be. Freddie Stokes is still with us also. He is the founder of OCM, the Organization for Competitive Markets. Freddie, you said we've got to get the word out. You know it takes more than just getting the word out, because let me show you something that's happening just as we speak. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the U.S. House of Representatives just, I think yesterday or the day before, approved the Australian Free Trade Agreement. Notice free trade. Doesn't say a thing about equal trade, but it's free, all right. And it's going to affect beef, lamb, sheep, wool, wheat, and dairy products. And of course, you and I are more concerned about beef, but there's a lot of other folks that are going to be involved here. Then, at the same time, the Senate is going to vote either today or tomorrow on this same trade issue. And hey, they're going to, you bet it's going to pass, and they're going to let Australian beef come in here in wholesale gobs and bunches. You just see if they don't, along with lamb and wheat and dairy products.
Well, the bad news is that they're probably going to approve the Australian Free Trade Agreement, and the reasoning for that is that there is a net favorable trade between Australia and the U.S., but it's going to really hurt some farmers, and they've cushioned the thing by phasing it in over, 18 years, so it's like the creeping crud.
But that doesn't make any difference. Time flies.
Absolutely. So we're consistent. We're trading away the future of the next generation. The good news is...
What do you mean next generation? In 18 years, I'll just be 90 years old. I'll still be running cows out of the brush.
But that young guy ain't got a chance. But it looks like the Central American trade agreement is in a heap of trouble. Maybe we're coming to our senses, but My personal position on this trade thing is that the only way you can trade with the Brazilians and free trade with the Brazilian Chinese is live like they live, and I don't want to do that.
Well, now, I've been to Australia, and I don't mind living like they live.
Well, I have, too. It's been a long time. I went to Sydney, but...
Now, when you went to Sydney, you might as well go on to St. Louis. You've got to get out in the boonies a little bit. But my son spent almost better part of a year down there working on a cattle property, and I've been down there a couple of times since then, And I know how they produce cattle, and they can do it so much cheaper than we can, and they do have a good product. Cattle people here don't like to admit it, but those big old 3 and 4 year old steers that weigh 1,400 pounds are fat. And you cut a steak off of one of them, there's not a thing in the world wrong with it. You know, a lot of our people say, oh, they got to be fed grain and they get old. That's not right. Those big old steers are good to eat.
I think you're right, and we're working on some stuff in that direction. We're rethinking some of this stuff, but the trade agreements in general have sold the interest of the U.S. farmer and rural America down the river for some other agenda. I'm not sure sometimes what it is.
It's, well, look here. Again, it's a payoff thing. I have a dickens of a time trying to get you guys to believe what's really happening here. Who owns the biggest processing plant in the meat industry in Australia? Do you know?
No, but it's probably Cargill or Tyson.
It's Swift.
Okay.
Swift and Company. Cargill is also become one of the, they say, dominating forces in Australian beef.
Well, it's this globalization thing is not the panacea that is being billed as, in my opinion.
Well, the thing of it is, it's going to hurt the Australian cattle producers. When you get Swift and Company and Cargill buying all of the cattle that come out of Australia, just like they buy all of the cattle that are fed here in the United States, and I say all, I know that's not right, but what is it? Almost all, 80-some percent.
82%, I believe.
Yeah. So when you get that happening, you think they're not going to steal those cattle from the Aussies just like they've been stealing them from us all these years?
Well, and in that vein, at our meeting in Omaha, Dave Domina, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, is going to talk about the Pickett case, which has created a lot of interest. The jury found for the plaintiffs, and as you know, the judge set that verdict aside after a lengthy trial.
Yeah, we've all heard about the hanging judge. That's one judge that ought to be hanging.
Well, and the peculiar thing is that the judge left intact the finding that IBP, which is now Tyson's Fresh Beef or whatever, but that the company which buys a third of all the fat cattle in this country use captive supply to distort the market and to shortchange producers and harm producers, but he found that they were justified in doing so, A, because they had a business reason. You know, Jesse James had a business reason to rob the train. And the other aspect was that if they weren't allowed to do it, it would place them in an unfair position relative to their competition because they were doing it. And the last time I got a speeding ticket and I said the other guys are doing it, it didn't work.
You know, I cannot understand. I cannot understand how a judge can overturn a jury's decision. But he sure as the world did and has gotten away with it.
Well, and I was there when he issued his instructions to the jury, and everybody was shocked when he told them that they should not find for the plaintiffs if they found that IBP had some business justification.
And we'll take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24 hours, 7 days a week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, and cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says the early bird gets the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese, Derry Brownfield.
And here we are. We just had an excellent caller, Freddie, that wanted to talk about how these jury cases and the judges have changed, but and he made some excellent points, but we could do hours of broadcasting on our jury system today, and I don't want to get off the subject of this Packer business and your meeting in Omaha. Maybe I should ask, what do you know about the Packers and Stockyards Act trying to close down a voluntary beef promotion program where the cattlemen are asking some of the local sale barns to check off for them, and the Packers and Stockyards got in on the act. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, I do, Derry.
Well, what in the world?
This was an OCM project, and we collaborated with RCAF, who is a sister organization and someone we work closely with, to bring funds totally voluntary to bear on the market situation. It's called the Competitive Market, Cattlemen's Competitive Market Project. And we had set up a totally voluntary system with certain sale barns and feed yards, at any point that those people decided that the program wasn't doing what they thought it would do, they could quit participating. We have a council to set up to guide the program of very eminent folks in the industry, highly respected people. Initially, USDA had approved the thing, and later they told they're trying to shut it down. And there is, we have filed suit, and it's some, and the plaintiffs are OCM and some of the participating sale barns. The sale barns are a little antsy about getting too much notoriety, but on the one hand, we have NCBA collecting $66 million a year or thereabouts by sticking a gun to people's head and taking it, and it's been going on for, what, 20 years, and there's no provision. You know, the hog guys had a referendum. The first act that Van Veneman performed when she came into office was to nullify that referendum. She did something very similar to the cattleman's attempt to get a recall on the checkoff. But here we have a deal where people voluntarily want to fund something to do to address the lack of competition in the marketplace, and USDA is trying to shut it down.
Now, but how can they possibly go into a sale barn and say, hey, you can't do this? Yeah, a sale barn is owned by a private individual. I don't know of any, well, I know of a few that more than one individual owns a barn, or that they own more than one barn, but still, it's private enterprise. How can they tell them what they can do in there and what they can't, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with the marketing of livestock?
Well, as you know, I'm not an attorney, and there are certain issues that they're claiming that I'm told by our people that are bogus.
Well, it'd have to be.
Legal technicalities, but the horse sense approach to this thing is we wanted to have a totally voluntary funding program where people could contribute to a common effort to bring about a competitive market situation. And USDA effectively is saying, you guys can't do that. We're going forward with a restraining order because all the funds that we lose are gone forever until we get the thing reversed and hope that we can prevail.
Is it like a checkoff, or do people just donate, or do...
No, it was, the sale barns notified their patrons, hey, there's this program out here, and we propose to collect X amount, 30 cents or whatever. But if you object, all you got to do is tell us. It's called the opt-out.
Yeah.
And at any point that you decide, and here's the program, you'll get reports, and at any point that you decide this thing's not working for you, you can withdraw your support.
Well,
and they were like 75% of the people said, you know, agreed by not expressing their disagreement to participate.
See, I can't see where the federal government would have any right whatsoever to come in on a program
like
that.
And there are some other aspects of this thing, the phone calls and whatever, and I don't want to talk too much about it because this thing could get very controversial, but it's like some of this BSE stuff. It's ridiculous and absurd. And it's another instance where USDA is doing some pretty bizarre things out there. And it's pretty obvious who, you know, we have the national checkoff being appealed, is going to be considered by the Supreme Court as to whether it's constitutional or not to take money from someone for a message that person disagrees with.
Here
we have a voluntary system, and of course USDA is a friend of the court in that suit. So with protecting the current mandatory checkoff, but then they're telling us we can't do this voluntary thing.
It's unreal.
The similar to this BSE thing, they're telling Creekstone that your Japanese customers tell you that they want the animals tested, and you've agreed to test them, but we're not going to allow you to do that.
I don't know if you're aware or not, but now, and this comes out of Livestock Weekly magazine, the big three now export our beef to Mexico. See, we can't send beef to Japan. Now, here's why the big three don't want these cattle tested here in the United States. Because we can send beef to Mexico that's not tested and whatever. Japan says it's got to be tested. But Mexico apparently doesn't have BSE, so the big three take our cattle down to Mexico, kill them in Mexico City, and then send them on to Japan.
Yeah, I just saw where the Japanese are buying meat from Mexico.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, they're just going through the back door with this stuff. It's ridiculous.
But see, they don't want Creekstone to do that.
Well, and they say it's bad science. It doesn't matter. I don't know the science on the thing, but I believe if someone said, hey, I'm a little bit more comfortable if you do it this way. I know it's extra cost, but I'll pay for it. And the guy says, we got a deal. And the government says, no, you guys can't do that.
Yeah, they won't even. See, just like you were saying that the packers and stockyards came in and said, these sale barns can't take this voluntary money. It is ridiculous. They're running every aspect of our lives, and people just roll over and let them do it. I can't understand how we have let the government get so much of a grip on our personal lives. And we're talking here about the livestock marketing industry, but it's everywhere you turn, Freddie.
Well, this screening test that they're doing on BSE, which 9 times out of 10 is going to prove to be a false alarm, is just screwing up the market beyond repair.
Don't you think they were paid to say that, too?
I don't know, but it's sure peculiar. And the only information that they reveal is this preliminary screening test, which is 9 times more likely to be a false alarm than it is to be true. It screws up the market, but they won't tell you where it was, a heifer, bull, or steer, whether it was Canadian or U.S., what state it's from, who owned it, or any of the other particulars. Just the things that screw up the market.
Well, the market broke $3 a hundred that day. Okay, let's say it was down $2 a hundred for the week, and we kill 600,000 cattle a week. And let's say those cattle, make it simple, make them weigh 1,000 pounds. So that's $2 a hundred on 1,000 pounds is $20 on 600,000 cattle. What is that, $12 million or something like that? I can't do all those zeros.
We calculated, OCM put out a press release, and we estimated that thing was costing cattle producers $6 million a day.
Just because, and see, that's what I say. You know these people are doing this on purpose.
Well, it's but it all goes back to this agency capture revolving door conflict of interest thing. We need to find out what's driving this peculiar behavior on the part of USDA, and we think that daylight is the best disinfectant, and we want to expose this thing, get those guys out of there, and get some folks in there who will tend to the public interest.
Now, Kerry ain't my man. I don't like him. But then I don't like some of the other people that are running either, okay? But here's what Kerry is saying. He's going to be the voice of the heartland, and he's going to fight to provide strong competitive edge for the cattlemen. He says he's going to provide a level playing field for all producers and attacking unfair anti-competitive practices like packer ownership of livestock. At least apparently somebody told him that this is going on. However, he didn't say how long it would take him before they could buy him off too. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea, but I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-320-6611.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call Inventech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-320-6611. Call 1-800-320-6611.
Water. They say we should be drinking 8 glasses a day to stay healthy. But what if the only source for you and your daughter came from the same pond where cattle drink? One teeming with guinea worm larvae, typhoid, and cholera. In the West African country of Ghana, the parents of 10-year-old Fatima Ibrahim suffered the draconian effects of guinea worm disease for years. But Fatima and others in her community have been spared thanks to 2 new wells paid for by World Vision sponsors, who for $26 a month sponsor a child here in Ghana. But other children are still in need of things as vital as water. Please consider sponsoring a child like Fatima.
Call 1-888-WV-HOPE-1. That's 1-888-WV-HOPE and the number 1. World Vision needs your help to help others. Call toll-free 1-888-WV-HOPE-1 and change a child's life with just $26 a month. Call World Vision at 1-888-WV-HOPE-1.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you about the world's finest air purifier. It's called the Aeronizer. There is no other product on the market today that equals the power and performance of the Aeronizer. What the Aeronizer does is kills viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces in your home. It kills influenza viruses, powerful enough to kill airborne anthrax spores. Mold, mildew, and fungus problems are a thing of the past. Cooking, pet, and smoke odors are gone. It'll remove dust, pollen, dander, and other allergens from the air. It oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. There's nothing else to buy with these air purifiers. No plates to clean or filters to replace. We have units for the home, office, even for industrial and agricultural applications. You need to call us today at 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or go to the website aranair.us. And we have returned. Freddie, I just mentioned going into the commercial break that John Kerry says that he is going to provide a level playing field for all producers and attack unfair and anti-competitive prices like packer ownership of livestock. Now, I cannot believe that in the last 3.5 years, Bush could not have done something to clean up that Department of Agriculture. First of all, he put Ann Veneman in there. She could have done a lot more, I think, than she has done, not only with the marketing end of it, but with the Forest Service. I can go on and on and on about Ann Veneman. Do you think there would be a chance of that proverbial snowball, wherever it lands, you know, in that other place, that Kerry would clean up the Department of Agriculture and eliminate and get some packer ownership stopped?
Well, you know, I sure hope so, and failing, you know, depending on how the election turns out.
We don't know either, but assuming he did get to be the president, do you think all that hot air that he's blowing, or would he try to clean it up?
Well, you and I both have learned to be a little skeptical about what politicians say, but I'm hoping that there's been enough furor out there on these issues, and that we've gotten through on the message. He came out essentially in an expanded press release and went right down the line, you know, country of origin labeling, the whole smear.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
I mean, he hit them all. I suspect one of us got into his campaign somewhere and wrote that. I doubt if he personally has that knowledge of that. But we can always be hopeful, and if he doesn't, go gunning for him the next go around. My position on this is, hey, I've already got a wife. We don't need a love affair. I just need somebody to do the right thing. And I don't, you know, OCM is nonpartisan. We don't get involved in partisan politics. We have issues, and we like the people who embrace our issues.
But we haven't found any politician yet that embraces our issues.
Well, if they pretend to, this usually turns out to be a lie.
I'll tell you why they don't embrace our issues, Fred. Because we're broke.
Well,
if we could kick $500,000 into the Democratic National Committee, if we could put a few hundred thousand dollars into some of these other political contests, they'd be on our side.
And if we did that, and if we give this massive amount of money to both parties, we hedge our bet, and regardless of who was in power, we could get our people confirmed for key positions within the government. That's what the other guys are doing.
Absolutely. But have you noticed, you know, you can get these figures, and I assume the figures that I have are right, but the, and I don't know that they're right, but I'm assuming here that they are, that these multinational corporations go like 80-20, 70-30, as far as the Republicans get the heavy amount of the donations.
Well, and I think that's true of organizations like the National Cattlemen's and Beef Association, too. They hedge your bet somewhat, but they lean Republican. Those are the facts without revealing, you know, my personal sentiment.
We must take
that.
A break.
Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. Friends, neighbors, and fellow Americans, you know as well as I do that our freedoms are under attack in this country. To stand and fight alone is courageous, but not often very effective, and can be quite discouraging. But you don't have to stand alone. When you join with others willing to do the right thing, there is strength in numbers, and that is why it's important to join the Paragon Foundation. When you become a member of the Paragon Foundation, you join like-minded, freedom-loving Americans that have decided enough is enough. It's time to get tough and fight back. That's exactly what the Paragon Foundation does, fight back. The Paragon Foundation picks the battles that regain lost ground and protect long-held rights and freedoms. But to win the battle, we need to stand together. And you need a well-funded war chest to equip the troops. And you can help by becoming a Paragon Foundation member today. Call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443. And we're back. We're in a home stretch here, Fred. The hour's about slipped away from us.
Well, do we have just a second for me to run up a red flag on this animal ID thing and administer?
You bet. We've got about 3.5-4 minutes.
All right. As some of you know, there is going to be a national animal ID system. They keep changing the name, but OCM says when we have it, it has to have three virtues. One, it must preserve the integrity of the U.S. herd. None of this North American herd baloney like the Department of Agriculture is trying to push on us. It must be government administered, and it must include country of origin labeling. You can't stop the animal ID at the back of the store. You need to tell the person who buys the food product where it came from. The biggest hoax that's coming down the road on this thing is this business about this information being super secret and confidential, and in order to preserve the confidentiality of the system, we must not allow the system to be administered by the government, because then somebody could request freedom under the Freedom of Information Act, the information, and get access to it. So this very secret information could fall into private hands. And what they don't tell you is they want to place it into the least trustworthy private hands out there and allow NPPC and NCBA to replace their lost revenue stream when the checkoff is shut down, and I think it will be, by plugging into this very lucrative system. So I would encourage people to stay tuned on this and don't buy this baloney about this stuff being so secret that you've got to privatize administration of this national animal ID system. We don't want to give NCBA a Gestapo license.
They already have it. But for whatever it's worth, the way I see this is strictly for the Packers. You know, the Packers never, we always had the livestock report to how many, what's the calf crop this year and the pig crop and all that. Well, it's never been accurate because farmers wouldn't tell the truth. They were smart enough to say, hey, it's none of your business, and I'm going to make up a report that I don't know. In first place, I don't know how many calves I'm going to have next year. They keep turning wolves loose. We're not going to have any. And this thing, once this is out, they're going to know not only how many calves are born, but they're going to know where every calf is and how old he is. You see, this whole thing is set up just for the Packers, number one. The second thing I think they're doing with this animal ID is, Fred, that I don't know if you read the back of the book or not, but one of these days, every human is going to have a mark. And they're going to have that mark before they can buy or sell.
Right.
All right? If they can make this thing work on the millions and millions, there's more livestock in this country than there are people. If they can make this work for livestock, is this just a trial run to see how easy it's going to be to implant in humans?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people, especially the folks out west, who say, hey, we got a brand system. And I'm hopeful that they will allow the brand, that hot iron brand on those cattle there to be...
They're not going to do that, Fred. They're not going to do that. We already have one livestock market that has an RFID reader in it. Now, that's radio frequency identification. They put a chip in the calf's ear. When they come through the sale barn, they had 6,000 of these cattle just the other day went through the sale barn. When they come through the sale barn, they have to pen them separate, of course, and put them through a chute. But as they go through that alley, that machine will read that tag, and they know whose calf that is and all about it. They're already doing it, and that's a Missouri auction that's doing that. Fred, it's good to have you as a guest. Don't forget Fred's meeting in Omaha, July 23rd and 24th. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 8100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the